Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Former Campbell County Health paramedic accused of stealing pain medication. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A former Campbell County Health paramedic is accused of stealing hundreds of prescription pain pills from older adults she was helping care for. According to County 17, Adrienne Twyla Knight of Wright is charged with two counts of exploitation of a vulnerable adult. She was arrested July 24th. According to court documents, the alleged thefts happened between September 2025 and June 2026 and involved three people, ages 69, 73, and 82. Investigators say Knight admitted taking oxycodone and morphine from the victims, including roughly 200 pills from the 82-year-old Wright resident participating in a community outreach program. Court documents say Knight resigned from EMS on June 15th and told her supervisor she had been taking and using medications belonging to the three residents. She later reportedly told investigators she had taken hundreds of pills. DEQ considers ending sulfur dioxide monitoring at Newcastle Refinery. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality is proposing to allow Wyoming Refining Company to discontinue sulfur dioxide air monitoring at its Newcastle Refinery. According to the Newsletter Journal, the refinery has operated an ambient sulfur dioxide monitoring station since 2005. The company asked the DEQ in 2024 to end the requirement, saying years of monitoring show emissions have remained below state and federal air quality standards. The DEQ allowed the refinery to begin the decommissioning process in late 2024, provided additional air quality data was collected and submitted. If final approval is granted, the monitoring station and its equipment would be removed. The refinery would still be required to comply with all state and federal air quality regulations. The DEQ is accepting written public comments on the proposal through 5 p.m. Monday, August 17th. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.